Hello, this is Kelly Dugan, and you are listening to Image Matters News, a once-monthly blog feature dedicated to principles and strategies that will assist you in gaining more of what you want with ease, allowing you to attract more prospects, gain rapport, and achieve what you define as success. This is Volume 12, Issue 2, entitled Mastering Professional Soft Skills, Your Key to Success. Mastering Professional Soft Skills, Your Key to Success. In the ever-evolving landscape of modern business, technical expertise and formal credentials are no longer the sole markers of your success. The mastery of professional soft skills, those intangible yet powerful personal attributes, can make the difference in how you are perceived, respected, and trusted. They are the bedrock of personal and professional growth. Basically, soft skills are the interpersonal skills and actions that enable you to interact effectively and harmoniously with others. There are many, and they include communication, adaptability, emotional intelligence, leadership, and conflict resolution. Coined in the 1970s by the US Army, the term has become a buzzword in leadership and career development. These days, soft skills often take precedence because they are the glue that will hold your team together, building trust and creating the foundation for a strong professional presence. The question is, have you audited your soft skills lately? Here are just a few highlights to consider. Inner self, the foundation of soft skills. Your inner self is ultimately the foundation of your soft skills and your professional presence. It shapes your confidence, attitudes, and how others perceive you. It includes your inner voice, your self-talk and mindset, and your inner image, your beliefs, attitudes, and self-esteem. Whether you tend to be positive or negative internally can make a profound difference in your life. By fostering a positive inner image and using positive self-talk, you not only boost your own performance, but also enhance your ability to connect with and inspire others. Techniques such as acting as if or utilizing a mental emergency self-talk checklist can help align your inner self with success. Listening. Being a great listener is one of the most underrated yet powerful soft skills in the workplace. When you actively listen, others feel valued and understood. Effective listeners stay present and focused, use clarifying questions to encourage further conversation, show engagement with nonverbal cues such as nodding and maintaining eye contact. Listening more than speaking can not only improve your relationships, but also enhance your professional reputation. Civility and empathy. In today's increasingly polarized world, civility and empathy are crucial. Civility involves treating others with respect, while empathy allows you to understand and connect with others' emotions. Together, they foster trust and collaboration, creating a foundation for meaningful, respectful interactions. To practice civility and empathy, model polite behavior and respectful communication. Actively listen and seek to understand others' perspectives. Assume the positive and avoid making snap judgments. Appearance and body language. Your physical appearance and body language are two other critical components of soft skills. A polished professional look combined with how you present yourself physically can create a strong first and second and third impression. For example, use color strategically. You can use it to convey authority with dark tones or approachability with light tones. Stop and think when you're getting dressed. What is an appropriate professional put together look for the situation you'll be in? Maintain an open body posture and use appropriate eye contact and a genuine smile to promote trust and engagement. Introductions. Introductions are often overlooked vital soft skill. Whether introducing yourself or others, a polished introduction can create a confident first impression. For great introductions, address the higher ranking individual first, for example, by position or title. Use formal names and/or titles unless you are invited to use first names. Offer details about yourself or others that facilitate professional conversations. Digital presence. A sixth aspect of soft skills in today's world is your digital presence. Example, how you present yourself online. Whatever platform you are using, your online persona is always making an impression on team members, clients, employers, and collaborators. To refine your digital presence, monitor. Know where you appear online and how others perceive you. Ensure that all of your profiles align with your professional and personal brand. Use a clear professional headshot for photos, even for social platforms. Update your professional profiles frequently with relevant, well-written content that reflects your achievements and goals. Your digital presence is as much a part of your professional brand as your handshake or attire. Treat it with care. Organization. Finally, your workspace might not seem like a soft skill, but it says a lot about you and can enhance or diminish your professional image. A well-organized workspace projects a feeling of reliability and competence, projects security and enhances safety, and supports your own and others' productivity. Bringing it all together, professional soft skills are not an optional add-on to your technical expertise. They are essential tools for success. Whether it's cultivating empathy, building your digital presence, or mastering body language, soft skills shape how you are perceived and how effectively you influence others. At Kelly Dugan Image Consulting, we believe in the power of total image management model, which focuses on both inner and outer development. By aligning your inner self, appearance, behavior, and communication, you can elevate your professional presence and achieve your career goals. Are you ready to audit your soft skills and go to the next level? Let's connect. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening, and as always, we wish you much success in the coming month.